Allah, the Almighty, the Merciful, and the Beneficent. On the 10th of Muharram, the time of Asr, the day of Ashur, and the land of Karbala, came a voice from heavens to a soul whose body was weltered in blood and dust, whose body was neither on the saddle nor ground, whose family members and companions were brutally murdered. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbika raziyatan marziya, fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. O you, the one in complete satisfaction, come back to your Lord. He is satisfied with you, and you are convinced and pleased with him. And enter among my righteous believers, and enter in my heaven. He was Hussein alayhi salam, the grandson of Apostle Muhammad, the son of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and the son of Sayyidatul Nisa'i al-Alameen, the brother of Hassan, Sayyid al-Shabab Ahli al-Jannah. Na pooch kaise koi shahe mashraqain bana, na pooch kaise koi shahe mashraqain bana, bashar ka naz nabuwat ka nurain bana, Ali ka khoon lu'abe rasool shir batul mile hai ye anasir to fir Hussein bana. 10th of Muharram has great historical importance. On this day, repentance of Adam alayhi salam was accepted. The ark carrying Noah alayhi salam was saved. Allah extinguished fire in which Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown by Namrud. On this day, river Nile was divided and its water drowned Pharaoh. In the light of above incidents, one tends to wonder that why such atrocities afflicted on Imam Hussein alayhi salam when Allah chose to relieve most of his chosen prophets from their individual atrocities. But looking at the condition of Islam, we realize that the hardship was on Islam and not on any individual. The tyrant Yazid had claimed for caliphate, and it was resistance of Imam alayhi salam which saved Islam from the clutches of Banu Umayyah and the tyrants like Yazid. So while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped his prophets and saved them from their hardships, it was Imam alayhi salam's sacrifice that saved Islam and helped cause of Almighty Allah. Qatle Hussein asal mein marge Yazid hai. Qatle Hussein asal mein marge Yazid hai. Islam zinda hota hai har Karbala ke baad. The tragedy of Karbala gives us true lessons of life, and it is a great inspiration to many thinkers and philosophers like Edward Gibbons, who says, "The tragic scenes of death of Hussein will awaken the sympathy of the coldest reader." Thomas Carroll says, "Hussein and his companions were rigid believers in God. They illustrated that the numerical superiority does not count when it comes to truth and falsehood. The victory of Hussein, despite his minority, marvels me." Imam alayhi salam, following the teachings of Quran, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَعْمَرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَإِلَيْكُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And from among you, there should be a group who invite to good and enjoin what is right and forbid the wrong, and these shall be successful. Initiated a movement that proved to be an archetype, representing an eternal struggle of truth against falsehood, justice against injustice, human dignity against dehumanization, the revolt of oppressed against the oppressors, and overpowering of strong by society's weak. Kisi se ab koi bayat talab nahi karta, kisi se ab koi bayat talab nahi karta, ke ahle takht ke seeno mein dar Hussein kahe. Thus Imam alayhi salam uprooted despotism forever till the day of judgment. He awakened sleeping Muslim nation. Hussein weltered in blood and dust for the sake of truth and Islam. Ghurur toot gaya, koi martaba na mila, sitam ke baad bhi kuch haasile jafa na mila. Sare Hussein mila hai Yazid ko, lekin shikast ye hai ke phir bhi jhuka hua na mila. Thank you.